नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य प्रौढमनोरमायाः अत्सन्धिप्रकरणे प्रथमः पाठः जनवरी मासस्य पञ्चविंशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः ध्यायं ध्यायं परं ब्रह्मस्मारं स्मारं गुरोर्गिरः सिद्धान्तकौमुदी व्याख्यां कुर्मः प्रौढमनोरमाम् प्रौढमनोरमायाः मूले परिभाषाप्रकरणं पूर्णं पठावः. वि विल् जस्ट् रीड् द मूल आफ् द परिभाषाप्रकरणम् एण्ड् देन् वि विल् डू अ क्विक् रीकेप् आफ् द परिभाषास् विच् वि डिड् लास्ट् क्लास् द त्री परिभाषास्. परिभाषाप्रकरणम् इको गुणवृद्धि गुणवृद्धिशब्दाभ्याम् इति एतच्च पूर्वसूत्राभ्याम् गुणवृद्धिपदे अनुवर्त्य गुणो वृद्धिरिति ये गुणवृद्धि इति योजनया लभ्यते तेन इह न दिव औत् द्यौः त्यदादीनाम् अह सः इमम् षष्ठ्यन्तमिति सूत्रे षष्ठ्यन्तस्य अनुकरणात् शब्दस्वरूपपरतया नपुंसकात् सोः लुक् इति भावः. पदम् इति तच्च सम्भवति सामानाधिकरण्ये इगन्तस्य अङ्गस्य इत्यादिक्रमेण सम्बध्यते. मिदेर्गुणः मृदेर्वृद्धिः इत्यादौ तु सामानाधिकरण्य असम्भवात् मिदि मृद्योः अवयवस्य इकः इति सम्बध्यते. यत्तु इक एव स्थाने स्तः इति प्राचाव्याख्यातम् यच्च तट्टीकाकृता उक्तम् अनियमप्रसङ्गे नियमार्थमिदम् इत्यादि तत्सर्वम् भाष्यविरोधाद् उपेक्ष्यम् तथ्येषपक्षम् दूषयित्वा पदोपस्थितिपक्षस्यैव भाष्ये समर्थितत्वात् इत्याहुः. तथ्येषपक्षेऽपि दूषणोद्धारस्तु शब्दकौस्तुभे स्पष्टीकृतः अस्माभिः. अचाम् मध्ये इति यत्तु प्राचोक्तम् अन्त्यादचः परः इति तन्न शेमुचादीनाम् इत्यादौ अन्त्यस्य अचः असम्भवात् तस्यैवान्तावयव इति तेन त्रपूणि इत्यादौ अङ्गस्य नान्तत्वेन दीर्घः सिद्धः. परादित्वे स न सिद्ध्येत् अभक्तत्वे तु वहम् लिहः इत्यत्र वहाभ्रेलिहः इति खषि नरुर्द्विषदिति मुमो अनुस्वारो न स्यात् अपदान्तत्वात्. यत्तु अभक्तत्वे त्रपूणि इति दीर्घो न स्यादिति तत्तु तदादिग्रहणम् स्याद् इनुमर्थम् इति अङ्गसंज्ञासूत्रस्थवार्तिकेनैव दूषितप्रायम् स्थाने योगेति स्थानेन योगः अस्याः इति विग्रहः निपातनादेत्वम् अनेकवधमिति स्थान अर्थगुणप्रमाणकृतमित्यर्थः. बलीयः इति तेन चेता स्तोता इत्यत्र प्रमाणतः आन्तर्यवान् अकारो न इति भावः. तस्मिन्निति सप्तम्यन्तानामनुकरणम् निःशब्दो नैरन्तर्यपरः दिशिः उच्चारणश्रियः. अचि यण् इत्युक्ते व्यवहिते अव्यवहिते च सति प्राप्तम् अव्यवहिते एव इति पूर्वस्य परस्य च प्राप्तम् पूर्वस्यैव इति च नियम्यते. अव्यवहितस्य इति तु फलितार्थकथनम्. परस्य यत् इति तस्मादित्युत्तरस्यादेः इति तु न सूत्रितम्. आदेरित्यंशस्य सर्वादेशबाधकत्वापत्तेः सिद्धान्ते तु परत्वात् सर्वादेशत्वम् बाधकम् इति अनुपदमेव वक्ष्यति. अनेकाल् शित उदाहरणम् इदमैश् इतः यत्तु वृत्तिकृता दश्यसोषिः इत्युदाहृतम् तन्न सर्वादेशतायाः प्राक् शित्वस्यैव अलाभात्. तत्र हि डाणलोरुः इव आनुपूर्व्यात् अनेकाल्त्वेनैव सर्वादेशत्वम् इति सिद्धान्तः. इत्यादाविति आदिशब्देन अतोभिस ऐस् इति गृह्यते परत्वादिति अत एव आदेः परस्य इति पृथक् क्रियते इत्युक्तम्. उत्तरस्य इत्यंशस्तु औष् औस् ऐसोरपि प्रवर्तत एव. यत्तु प्राचा आदेः इति सूत्रम् विवृण्वता पञ्चमी निर्देशेन इत्याद्युक्तम् तदसम्बद्धम् इति स्पष्टमेव. परनित्येति परान्नित्यम् यथा तुरति रुणद्धि ಪರಮಪಿ ಲಘೂಪದಗುಣಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಶಶ್ನಮೌ. ಪರನಿತ್ಯಾಂತರಂಗಾಪವಾದಾನಾಂ ಉತ್ತರೋತ್ತರಂ ಬಲೀಯಃ. ಸೊ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಎನಿ ಟೂ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್, ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಟು ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲಾಶ್, ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಅಪ್ಲೈಡ್. ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರ, ವಿಪ್ರತಿಷೇಧೇ ಪರಂ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಪರಂ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಭವತಿ. ಕಿಂತು ತದಪೇಕ್ಷೆಯ ಪ್ರಬಲಂ ಭವತಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಕಾರ್ಯಂ. ನಿತ್ಯಂ ನಾಮ ಕೃತಾಕೃತ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಿ, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ. ಅಪರಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇ ಕೃತೇ ಅಕೃತೇ ಚ ಯತ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಪ್ರವರ್ತತೆ ತನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ. ತುದತಿ ಋಣದ್ಧಿ ಅಸ್ತಿ, ತುದುಧಾತೋಃ ಲಟ್ಲಕಾರೇ ತಿಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇ ಪರೇ ತುದಾರಿಭ್ಯ ಶಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಃ ಕರಣೀಯೋ ವಾ ಪುಗಂತಲಘೂಪದಸ್ಯ ಚ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಗುಣಃಕರಣೀಯೋ ವಾ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ. ಗುಣೇ ಕೃತೇ ಅಕೃತೇ ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಃ ಪ್ರವರ್ತತೆ, ಕಿಂತು ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇ ಕೃತೇ ಸಾರ್ವಧಾತುಕಮಪಿತ್ ಇತಿ ನಿತ್ವಾತ್ ಗುಣ ನಿಷೇಧ, ಗುಣ ನ ಪ್ರವರ್ತತೆ ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇ ಕೃತೆ. ಅತಃ ಗುಣೋ ಅನಿತ್ಯ, ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೋ ನಿತ್ಯ, ಅತಃ ಶಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ. ಏವಮೇವ ಋಣದ್ಧಿ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಶ್ನಂ. ಪರಮಪಿ ಲಘೂಪದಗುಣಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಶಶ್ನಮೌ. ತಥಾ ರಂಧೇರ್ಣಿಚ್ ರಂಧಯತಿ ಪರಮಪಿ ಉಪಧಾವೃದ್ಧಿಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ರಧಿಜಭೋಃ ಇತಿ ನುಂ. ರಧ್ ಧಾತೋಃ ಣಿಚ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೇ ಕೃತೆ ಅತ ಉಪಧಾಯಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ವೃದ್ಧಿಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ರಧಿಜಭೋ ರಚಿ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ನುಮಾಗಮಃ. ವೃದ್ಧೌ ಕೃತಾಯಾಂ ಅಕತಾಯಾಂ ವಾ ನುಂ ಭವತ್ಯೇವ. ಕಿಂತು ನುಮಿ ಕೃತೆ ಅಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಉಪಧಾತ್ವ ಅಭಾವಾತ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿಃ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಅತಃ ವೃದ್ಧಿಃ ಅನಿತ್ಯಾ ನುಮಾಗಮೋ ನಿತ್ಯಃ, ನುಮಾಗಮ ಏವ ಭವತಿ. ರಂಧಯತಿ ಅಕಾರಸ್ಯ ದೀರ್ಘಃ ನ ಶ್ರೂಯತೆ. ನ ಚ ಸೋಪಿ ಶಬ್ದಾಂತರ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ್ಯ ಅನಿತ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ವಾಚ್ಯಂ. ಶಬ್ದಾಂತರಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನುವನ್ ವಿಧಿಃ ಅನಿತ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ಕಾಚನ ಪರಿಭಾಷಾ. ವೃದ್ಧೌ ಅಕೃತಾಯಾಂ ರಧ್ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ನುಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ, ವೃದ್ಧೌ ಕೃತಾಯಾಂ ತು ರಾಧ್ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ನುಮಾಗಮಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ. ಅತಃ ಶಬ್ದಾಂತರಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನುವನ್ ವಿಧಿಃ ಅನಿತ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ನ ವಕ್ತವ್ಯಂ. ಕೃತಾಕೃತ ಪ್ರಸಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರೇಣಾಪಿ ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ನಿತ್ಯತಾಭ್ಯುಪಗಮಾತ್. ಕೃತಾಕೃತ ಪ್ರಸಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಂ ಇತಿ ಅಂಗೀಕ್ರಿಯತೆ, ಅತಃ ತದ್ದೃಷ್ಟ್ಯಾ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಮಸ್ತಿ ನುಮಾಗಮಸ್ಯ. ಅಂತರಂಗಂಯಥ ಉಭಯೇ ದೇವ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾಃ ಇಹ ಪ್ರಥಮಚರಮ ಇತಿ ಪರಮಪಿ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾದೀನಿ ಇತಿ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ನಿರಪೇಕ್ಷತ್ವೇನ ಅಂತರಂಗತ್ವಾತ್. ಅಂತರಂಗಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಭಿನ್ನಾನಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನಿ ಸಂತಿ. ಅಲ್ಪಾಪೇಕ್ಷಂ ಅಂತರಂಗಂ ಇತ್ಯೇಕಂ, ಪೂರ್ವೋಪಸ್ಥಿತ ನಿಮಿತ್ತಕತ್ವ ಅಂತರಂಗಂ ಇತ್ತಪರಂ ಇತ್ಯಾದೀನಿ ಸಂತಿ. ಅತ್ರ ತು ಅಲ್ಪಾಪೇಕ್ಷತ್ವ ಅಂತರಂಗಂ. ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಸರ್ವಾದೀನಿ ನಾಮಾನಿ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ. ಗಣೇ ಪಾಠಂ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷತೆ, ನಾನ್ಯತ್ ಕಿಮಪಿ. ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಗಣ, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಥ್ರೂ ಸರ್ವಾದೀನಿ ಸರ್ವನಾಮಾನಿ. ಪ್ರಥಮ ಚರಮ ತಯಾಲ್ಪಾರ್ಥ ಕತಿಪಯ ನಿಯಮಶ್ಚ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರೇ ತು ಜಸಿ ಪರೇ ಏವ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಃ. ಅತಃ ಜಸ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಚರಮ ಇತಿ ಬಹಿರಂಗಂ, ಸರ್ವಾದೀನಿ ಇತ್ಯಂತರಂಗಂ. ನಿತ್ಯಮೇವ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಭವತಿ, ಉಭಯೇ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಉಭಯಾಃ ಇತಿ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಅಪವಾದೋಪಿ ಯದ್ಯನ್ಯತ್ರ ಚರಿತಾರ್ಥಃ ತರ್ಹಿ ಅಂತರಂಗೇಣ ಬಾಧ್ಯತೆಯೇವ. ನಿರವಕಾಶತ್ವಂ ಅಪವಾದಸ್ಯ ಬೀಜಂ. ಯದಿ ಕಿಮಪಿ ಸೂತ್ರಂ ನಿರವಕಾಶಂ ತರ್ಹಿ ಅಪವಾದಭೂತಂ ಸರ್ವಬಲೀಯಾನ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗರ್ ದನ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್. ಕಿಂತು ಯದಿ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ಚರಿತಾರ್ಥಃ, ಇಫ್ ಅ ಸೂತ್ರ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಶನ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಕೇಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೌ ಅ ಕ್ಲಾಶ್ with its general sutra, the Utsarga sutra, then antarangena vadhyateva. If the Utsarga sutra happens to be antaranga, it will prevail. Okay, so example is the clash between guna and savarna dirtha. Savarna dirtha is an apavada to guna. Okay, because with respect to akara, wherever you have savarna dirtha, there is guna. So savarna dirtha is treated as an exception to both guna and yan. ಸಮಾನಾಶ್ರಯ ವೇರ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಸೇ ದೇವ ಆಲಯ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಆದ್ಗುಣ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಗುಣೋಪಿ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಅವರ್ಣಾದ್ ಅಚಿಪರೇ ಗುಣ ಇತಿ ಸವರ್ಣದೀರ್ಘೋಪಿ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ತತ್ರ ಅಪವಾದತ್ವಾತ್ ಸವರ್ಣದೀರ್ಘ ಪ್ರವರ್ತತೆ. ಕಿಂತು ತದ್ಯಥ ಅಯಜೇ ಇಂದ್ರಂ ಗ್ರಾಮೇ ಇಹ ಸರ್ವೇ ಇತ್ಥಂ ಅತ್ರ ಅಂತರಂಗೇನ ಗುಣೇನ ಸವರ್ಣದೀರ್ಘೋ ಬಾಧ್ಯತೆ. So in these cases where there is this vyashraya, ayaja I indram, akara ikarayor gunaha, ikara ikarayor savarna dirghaha. So it is vyashraya, separate ashraya for guna and savarna dirgha. So in that case, savarna dirgha behaves like a normal sutra and it is overruled by the antaranga, which is guna. Okay, because of the purvopasthita nimitta katva, guna is antaranga and guna happens before, and savarna dirgha will not happen. Tadyatha ayaje indram grame iha sarve ittham atra antarangena gunena savarna dirgho badhyate sacha yadyapi yan gunayohu apavadaha. Sacha nama savarna dirghaha yadyapi yanaha gunasyacha apavadaha tathapi samanashraye charitarthaha tathacha vartikam in ni shinam adgunaha savarna dirghatvat iti. Asiddhamiti. Agrima paribhasha asiddham bahirangam antarange. Yatra samanakale ubhayohu pravrittihi. Tada paranityantarangapavadana uttarottaram valiyaha ittenena antarangam pravartate. Kintu yada purvameva bahiranga shastram pravrittam. So, when already you have applied a bahiranga sutra and now you try to apply the antaranga, asiddham bahirangam antarange. Antarange karye kartavye. Bahirangam asiddham. Tena pachavedam ityadau eta aitvam na. Pachava idam. Pachava iti lotlakarasya rupam. Pachava idam iti sthite. Gunaha kriyate. Pachavedam iti bhavati. Idanim antadivad bhavena. Antadivad chaityanena. Pachava iti lotaha. Antyaha ekaraha pachave dam iti eta ai ityanena aikara desho bhavati va iti prashnah atra antarangasya bahirangasya gunasya pravrittihi because bahira gunaha bahirangaha aitvam antarangam because eta ai depends only on the lot lakara it is antaranga whereas guna depends on an external word and it is bahiranga. So once you have already applied the bahiranga, that is guna, you are now trying to apply an antaranga karya. Antarange karya kartavye bahiranga masiddham. Ataha pachavedam ityadau eta aitvam na. I am not moving the screen because there is nothing on it. I mean the punaravartana is entirely based on the text. I have only the new slides. Okay. Akritavyuhaha iti. Akritavyuhah paniniyaha iti paribhasha. Nimittam vinashonmukham drishtva tat prayuktam karyam na kurvanti ityarthah dikshitai srikratah. Yadyapi kritamapi karyam nivartayanti iti vaibhashantaram pathyate phalancha tulyam tathapi akrita ityeva laghu. Prakshalanadhipankasya duradasparshanam varam iti jnayad iti bhavah. So, should we just apply sutras per order, I mean, as they occur? And then if animitta is lost, we go back and remove the karya dependent on it. Or should we just with forethought, we know that the nimitta is going to be removed and we don't do the karya. So he says, akrita ityeva laghu, not doing that. But the skipping that step is briefer. I mean, why would you want to do it and then reverse it? Prakshalanadhi pankasya duradasparshanam varam iti nyayat iti bhavaha na kurvanti iti. Yatha nishedushim ityadau kvasohu itam antarangatvat praptamapi bhavina samprasaranena valaditvam nankshyati ityalochya nakurvanti ityarthaha. Sadhathohu litlakare kvasupratyaha sed vasu iti sthate vasu iti valaditvat ardhadhatukas vasvekaz ardhasam ityanena idagamaha praptnoti valadehe ardhadhatukasya. Valaditvan miti krutte idagame krutte se divas athava nisedivas nishedivas iti syat. Kintu agre ni pratyaye krutte vasosamprasaranam ityanena samprasaranam bhavati vakaraha ukaratvena parinamyate. Vakara is lost. The valaditva of it is lost. So because of it we don't do the idagama nishedushim ityeva rupam. Iti parivhasha prakaranam. Any questions about the Parivhasha Prakarana? ಸಂಧಿ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಆರಭ್ಯತೆ. ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದ್ಯಾ ಅಚ್ಸಂಧಿ ಪ್ರಕರಣೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಸೂತ್ರ ಇಕೋ ಎಣಚಿ ಇಕ ಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಯಣ್ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಅಚಿ ಸಂಹಿತಾಯಾಂ ವಿಷಯ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಾರ್ಥಃ. ಕಿ ಉದಾಹರಣಂ ದತ್ತಂ ಸುಧ್ಯುಪಾಸ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ಉದಾಹರಣಂ ಸುಧೀ ಉಪಾಸ್ಯಃ ಸುಧ್ಯುಪಾಸ್ಯಃ ಸ್ಥಾತಃ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾತ್ ಈಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಯಕಾರಃ ಸುಧೀ ಉಪಾಸ್ಯಃ ಇತಿ ಸ್ಥಿತೆ. ಇಕಃ ಸ್ಥಾನೇ ಯಣ್ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಇಕಾರಸ್ಯ ನ್ಯಾದೇಶಃ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯಃ. ಕಃ ಭವೇತ್ ಯಣ್ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಚತ್ವಾರಃ ವರ್ಣಾಃ ಸಂತಿ ಯ ವ ರ ಲ. ಕಃ ಆದೇಶಃ ಭವೇತ್ ಇತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಸ್ಥಾನತಃ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾತ್ ಇಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನಂ ತಾಲು ಆದೇಶೇಷು ಯಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾನಮಪಿ ತಾಲು ಅತಃ ಈಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಯಕಾರಾದೇಶಃ ಇತಿ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತೈರ್ ದತ್ತಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ಯಣ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ದ ಆದೇಶ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಸಾಮ್ಯ. ನೌ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಹಿ ರೈಸಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಶುಡ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಟು ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೆಕ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಸಾಮ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅಂತರತಮ್ಯ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಾ. ಇಸ್ನ್ ದರ್ ಅ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲರ್ ವೇ ಟು ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಆದೇಶ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್. ಇಕ್ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಇ ಉ ರ ಲ ಚತ್ವಾರಃ ಸ್ಥಾನಿನಃ ವರ್ಣಾಃ ಚತ್ವಾರಃ ಆದೇಶಃ ಯ ವ ರ ಲ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೋರ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಆದೇಶ. ಸೊ ವೈ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಿ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಡು ಯಥಾಸಂಖ್ಯೆ ಮರುದೇಶ ಸಮಾನ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಈಸಿಯರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೋರ್ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡೂ ಅ ಒನ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಮಾರ್ಕಪ್. ಸೊ ವೈ ಶುಡ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೆಕ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಆಫ್ ದ ಆದೇಶ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಮ್ಯಾಚಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್. ಯಥಾಸಂಖ್ಯೆ ಮನ್ವೇಷ ಸಮಾನ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಸ್ಥಾನ್ಯಾದೇಶ ನಿರ್ಣಯ ಸಿದ್ಧತಿ ಅಂತರತಮ್ಯ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಾ ಕುತಃ. ಸೊ ವೈ 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 ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫೈ ಸ್ಥಾನದ ಅಂತರ್ಯಾದ ಈಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಯಕಾರಃ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಯಥಾಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ವೈ. ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರೇಷು ತದ್ವಾಚ್ಯವಾಚ್ಯೇ ನಿರೂಢಾ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ದೀರ್ಘಾಜಸಿ ಚ ಇತಿ ಜ್ಞಾಪಕಾತ್ ಲ್ವಾದಿಭ್ಯ ಇತಿ ನಿರ್ದೇಶಾಚ್ಚ. ಕೋರ್ಥಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಅಕ್ ಇತಿ ಯಃ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರಃ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಗಿವ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್. ಆದಿರಂತೇನ ಸಹೇತ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ಅಂತ್ಯೇನ ಇತಾಸಹಿತ ಆದಿ ಮಧ್ಯಗಾನಾಂ ಸ್ವಸ್ಯ ಚ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಅಂತ್ಯೇನ ಇತ ನಾಮ ಕಕಾರೇಣ ಸಹಿತ ಆದಿ ಅಕಾರಃ ಮಧ್ಯಗಾನಾಂ ಇ ಉ ರ ಲ ಸ್ವಸ್ಯ ಅಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಸೊ ಅಕ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ಅ ಇ ಉ ರ ಲ. ನೌ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಅ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್? ಇಫ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಅನುದಿತ ವರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಚಾಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಅಕಾರೇಣ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶ ವರ್ಣಾಃ ಗೃಹ್ಯಂತೆ. ಅವಿಧೀಯಮಾನಃ ಅಣು ಉದಿತ್ಯ ಸವರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಅಕಾರಃ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾನಾಂ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ಏವಂ ಇಕಾರಃ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾನಾಂ ಉಕಾರಃ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾನಾಂ ಋಕಾರಸ್ತ್ರಿಂಶತಃ ಏವಂ ಲುಕಾರೋಪಿ. ಋಲು ವರ್ಣಯೋರ್ ಮಿಥ ಸಾವರ್ಣ್ಯಂ ವಾಚ್ಯಂ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಾವರ್ಣ್ಯ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಋ ಅಂಡ್ ಲ ಋ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಮೀನ್ 30 ಅಂಡ್ ಲ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ 30. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ because of the effect of anudit savarnasya chapratyah. The pratyahara directly does not include 18 akaras. Okay, it cannot, because it includes only that which is given in the maheshwara sutra. Okay, pratyaharena akiti pratyaharaha tadvachyaha maheshwara sutra savarnaha. So vachya, what is directly being told by the pratyahara, is the letters of the Maheshwara Sutra, whatever is the letters which fall in between that pratyahara. Tad vachya vachya, now each of those letters in turn will indicate, I mean will bring in all their savarnas. Okay, so that is tad vachya vachya. Pratyaharena sakshad vachyatvam Maheshwara Sutra stavarnanam eva tad vachya vachyatvam tu ಸರ್ವೇಷಾಂ ಸವರ್ಣಾನಾಂ ಭವತಿ. ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರೇಷು ತದ್ವಾಚ್ಯವಾಚ್ಯೇ ನಿರೂಢಾ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಲಕ್ಷಣ ನಾಮ ಕಿಂ? ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಅಂಡ್ ವ್ಯಂಜನ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಶಕ್ತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ ವಿಚ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಡಿರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅ ಶಕ್ಯ ಅರ್ಥ. Okay, shaktam padam shakyaha arthaha. So the meaning which is directly given by that word. Padena sakshat avidhiyamanaha arthaha shakya arthaha athava vachya arthaha. Lakshya arthaha. Lakshana is another vyapara. The artha, the meaning which arises out of that lakshana is called the lakshya artha. Shakyartha sambaddhaha kashchana aparaha arthaha lakshyartha. It is a some extra additional meaning which is related to the shakyartha. It is not completely unrelated, but which is related. For example, the standard example which is given is kakebhyo dadhirakshyatam. So a mother probably tells her son, kakebhyaha dadhirakshyatam. Protect the curds. So there are pots of curds from the crows. Kakebhyaha. So what should he do if a cat comes and tries to take the curds? The command is kakebhyaha dadhirakshyatam. Natu marjarebhyaha. Tahi kim kriyate? Marjarad narakshyateva. Iti chet rakshyata eva. So the kaka there, the shakyartha is the kaka, but the lakshyartha is all related animals. Dadhyupaghatakatvam. So anything which might harm the dadhi should be averted. That is the lakshyartha. That is what we take as the lakshana. By lakshana, the word kaka will also indicate any other animal or thing that might harm the dadhi. Okay, shakyartha sambaddhaha. It is related an additional meaning is seen. So similarly with Gangayam Ghoshaha. You have Gangayam Ghoshaha, a village in the Ganges. So a village is not directly in the Ganges. It cannot be inside water. So Gangayam ityasya Gangatire Ghoshaha ityarthaha. So related to the river, we have the Tira. So we take it as the Gangatire. It is on the banks of the Ganges. So the Lakshana is because, it is as good as or as sacred as being within the Ganges. So that is the intended vivaksha. So all these is what we call Lakshana. It is a meaning which is related to the Shakyartha. Here in this case, the Shakyartha of a Pratyahara is the Varnas of the Maheshwara Sutra. Okay, so the next one which we have, that is words which are related, that is which are Savarnas of those words are also brought in by Lakshana. So that is why he says, Pratyahareshu Tadvachya Vachye Nirudha Lakshana. So it is not just a direct lakshana, it is Nirudha, that is compulsory lakshana in Tadvachya Vachya. Okay. So in other cases, it is not compulsory. Lakshyartha will depend on the context. Sometimes it might be only the Shakyartha, sometimes only the Lakshyartha. But in case of Pratyaharas, it is compulsorily the lakshana, the Lakshyartha which is taken. That is always a Pratyahara will mean all savarnas of the letters which it includes. That is, an akpratyahara will always include all types of akara, ikara, ukara, rikara and likara. Never will it be the case that the dirgha is excluded. So, pratyahareshu tadvachya vachye nirudha lakshana. Dirgha jasitya vadibhyaha ityadi nirdeshat. So, how do we know that? So, he gives examples from Panini which prove that. Okay. So kevalasya shakyarthasya grahane dirgha jasicha vadibhyaha ityadi nirdeshaha na sangachyante. Kimartham vashyaha. Dirgha jasicha iti sutram asti. So if you look at the context of the ashtadhyayi, akasavarne dirghaha prathamayoh purvasavarnaha tasmachyaso naspumsi nadichi dirgha jasicha iti sutrakramaha. Akaha savarne achipare dirghaha. Akaha ityanuvartate, dirghaha ityanuvartate. Akaha prathamadvitiya yohu achipare purvasavarna dirghaha syat. Okay, so this is the one which gives a purna savarna dirgha. Tasmat chasona pumsi. Sruta purva savarna dirgha parasya shasaha sakarasya nakara desha syat pullinge. So that is a related karya. Nadichi. At ichi. Avarnad ichi pare na. Kim na. Purvasavarna dirghaha na. Okay, this is a nishedha to prathamayoh purvasavarnaha. Dirghad jasi cha na iti anuvartate. Dirghat jasi ichi cha pare purvasavarna dirgho na syat. So this is also a nishedha to purvasavarna dirgha. Okay, this is the sutrakrama. Now, किं क्रियते दीर्घादशि च इत्यनेन अकः प्रथमा द्वितीययोः अचिपरे प्राप्तः पूर्वसवर्णदीर्घः अनेन निषिध्यते. अनिषेध शुड ऑलवेज हैव अ प्राप्ति, प्राप्तिपूर्वकः निषेधः. इफ देयर इज नो प्राप्ति देयर इज नो पॉइंट इन डूइंग अ निषेध. सो प्राप्तिः केन? प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः. अक् वर्णेभ्यः प्रथमा द्वितीययोः अचिपरे. उदाहरणार्थं गौरी जस् इत्यस्ति, गौरी अस् प्रथमा विभक्तौ, सॉरी प्रथम दीर्घादशि च, गौरी अस् इत्यस्ति, जस् प्रत्ययः प्रथमा विभक्तौ अचिपरे, प्रथमा विभक्तेः अचिपरे, अकः गौरी इति ईकारः अस्ति, तस्य पूर्वसवर्णदीर्घः प्राप्नोति प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः इत्यनेन. दीर्घाद् जसि च, दीर्घात् जसि परे पूर्वसवर्णदीर्घः न भवति इत्यनेन निषिध्यते. येणि कृते गौर्यः इति रूपम्. नौ प्राप्ति इस् अकः प्रथमा द्वितीययोः अचिपरे. यदि प्रत्याहारेण अक् इति प्रत्याहारेण दीर्घाणां ग्रहणं न स्यात्, इफ् द प्रत्याहार अक् includes only tadvachya, that is only the letters of the Maheshwara Sutra, and does not extend to tadvachya vachya, that is does not include the dirgha, pluta and all other types, tarhi dirgha jasita iti nishedha vyarthaha, there is no prapti. Akpratyahare yadi dirghasya grahanam nasti, tarhi dirghat jasi pare gauri asityatra pura savarna dirghasya prapti reva nasti. So anywhere if dirgha is followed by jasu or ich, there is no prapti at all. Nishedha kutaha. So it's very obvious that the pratyahara includes rasva, dirgha, pluta and everything. Tatra dirghasya nishedha kriyate. So that is one sutra from Panini which shows that pratyaharas will also include tadvachya vachya. अपरमस्ति लवादिभ्यः इति सूत्रम्. लुइच्छेदने प्रभृतिभ्यः परस्य निष्ठा तस्य नः स्यात्. सो दिस् इज़ वन् विच् गिव्स् नकारादेश फार् द पकार आफ् निष्ठा, क्त प्रत्यय. सो लुइच्छेदने लू आदिभ्यः लवादिभ्यः इत्यस्ति. सो लू आदिभ्यः इति स्थिते यण् सन्धिः कृतः पाणिनिना. सो लू आदिभ्यः लवादिभ्यः हि हेज़् अप्लैड् यण् आदेश तु कन्वर्ट् लू आदिभ्यः टु लवादिभ्यः. केन क्रियते? इको यणचि इति सूत्रेण यणादेशः क्रियते. नौ इफ् द इक् इन् इको यणचि डस् नाट् इन्क्लूड् द दीर्घ, यदि दीर्घाणां ग्रहणं न स्यात्, तर्हि लू आदिभ्यः इत्यत्र यणः प्राप्तिरेव नास्ति. Right. So if it is, it just stops at tadvachya, that is only the letters of the Maheshwara Sutra are considered by pratyahara, then dirgha yanadesha hanasyat. But Panini has used yan, okay. So which means dirghana afigrahanam bhavati. Okay. So there are two kinds of proofs that he offers. One is the sutra itself, which can apply only if there is grahana of tadvachya vachya. The second is a prayoga by Panini which shows that he has considered and he has included the dirgha under the pratyahara ik. So both of these mean always pratyahareshu tadvachya vachye nidudha lakshana. It is a compulsory lakshana. So any pratyahara will always include all types, all savarnas of the letters which are covered by that. Yeah. Now what happens because of that? Tena ik shabdena षट्षष्टिः गृह्यन्ते यन् शब्देन सप्त. बिकास् आफ् दिस् यू केनाट् टु यथासङ्ख्या, बिकास् इक् डस् नाट् मीन् फोर् इ ऊर् ल. वट् डस् इट् मीन्? इक् इत्यनेन इकारस्य अष्टादश, उकारस्य अष्टादश, ऋकार लुकारयोः त्रिंशत्. ओके, टुगेदर् दर् आर् थर्टि टैप्स् आफ् ऋ अण्ड् ल. So 30 plus 18 plus 18, it comes to 66. So the sthani there, what we showed earlier, that there are four sthanis, is not right. So it is not four sthanis, there are 66 sthanis which are being given. Ik shabdena shashtashtihi grihyante. Yan shabdena sapta. So can anybody tell which are the seven yan? Yavarul. So yan shabdena sapta iti katham. Yes.
ಅನುನಾಸಿಕಯ್ಯ
ಅನುನಾಸಿಕ ಯವಲಾಹ. So you will have an anunasika prabheda, okay, which are also savarnas. So now we have seven. You, two of yakara, two of vakara, two of lakara. Repha does not have an anunasika. Okay. So because of that, you have 2 + 2 + 2 = 6 + 1 = 7. N shabdena sapta. Tena ik shabdena shachashtihi grihyante. N shabdena sapta. So you have 66 sthanis and there is 7 as adeshas. How will you do yatha sankhya? This question. Now there is a intermittent this here. It says, how do you say yanshabdena saptanam grahanam? We have anudit savaranasya cha apratyaha. Avidhiyamanaha anu uditya savaranasya samyasya. Only when it is avidhiyamana. Okay, when it is not vidhiyamana, then it will take the savarnas. That is why there is a paribhasha, bhavyamanena savarnanam grahanam na bhavyamanam nama tadeva, vidhiyamanam ityartha, tena savarnanam grahanam na bhavati, vidhiyamanam eva iti cheta. Katham tarhi bhavyamanena yana saptanam grahanam, it should have been yan as 4, right? How do you take 7? Bhavyamanatvena savarna agrahakatvepi. ಗುಣಾನಾಂ ಅಭೇದಕತ್ವೇನ ಅನುನಾಸಿಕಾನಾಂ ಅಪಿ ಅವಲಾನಾಂ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ ಗ್ರಹಣಾತ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಪರಿಭಾಷಾ ಅಭೇದಕ ಗುಣಾಹಂ. ನೌ ಗುಣ ಗುಣ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಬಾಹ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಲೈಕ್ ಅನುನಾಸಿಕ್ಯ ಉದಾತ್ತ ಅನುದಾತ್ತ ಸ್ವರಿತ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ದ ಬಾಹ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಅಭೇದಕ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಅಭ್ಯಂತರ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ವಿಚ್ ಲೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಭೇದ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಇವನ್ ಇನ್ ಸವರ್ಣ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ತುಲ್ಯಾಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ತಾಲಾದಿ ಸ್ಥಾನಂ ಅಭ್ಯಂತರ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಶ್ಚ. ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಅಭ್ಯಂತರ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಆರ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸವರ್ಣಾಸ್ ಅ ಫೀಚರ್. ದ ಬಾಹ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್. ಅಭೇದಕಾ ಗುಣಾಹ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ನಿಯಮ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟ್ರೀಟ್, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಕಾರ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನ್ ಅನುನಾಸಿಕ ಅಕಾರ, ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. Even though it is a separate type, we don't treat it as different because of the paribhasha which says abhedakaha gunaha. So in such cases, you don't treat them as different. I mean, even without savarna grahana, even without anudit savarna sya pratyayaha, yakara will include y niranunasika and sanunasika because of the abhedakatva of gunas. Bhavyamanena savarna agrahakatvepi gunanam abhedakatvena anunasikanam api yavalanam grahanat. ತೇನ ಕಿಂ ಭವತಿ ಸ್ಥಾನ್ಯಾದೇಶಯೋಃ ಯಥಾಸಂಖ್ಯತ್ವಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಅತೋ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಯಥಾಸಂಖ್ಯಂ ನ ಚ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯಾರ್ಥಬೋಧಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ವಭಾವಿನಂ ಶಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥಬೋಧಂ ಆದಾಯ ಯಥಾಸಂಖ್ಯಮಸ್ತು ಇತಿ ವಾಚ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್. ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಡಿರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಕೆನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ ದ Chachashti, the 66 letters. There is a step. Initially, it will mean only the Shakyartha, which is E-O rule. And then in the second step, we get the Lakshyartha, which includes all the letters. So, Lakshyartha Bodhat, Purvabhavinam, Shakyartha Bodham, Adaya. So, taking just the Shakyartha before we go to the Lakshyartha. ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯಾರ್ಥ ಬೋಧಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ವಭಾವಿನಂ ಶಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥ ಬೋಧಂ ಆದಾಯ ಯಥಾಸಂಖ್ಯಮಸ್ತು ಇತಿ ನ ವಾಚ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ಗ್ಯುಮೆಂಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್. ವೈ ಏವಮಪಿ ತೃತೀಯ ಚತುರ್ಥಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಋಕಾರ ಲಕಾರಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇಕಂ ತ್ರಿಂಶದುಪಸ್ಥಿತೌ ಲುವರ್ಣಾನಾಂ ರೇಫಾದೇಶಸ್ಯ ರವರ್ಣಾನಾಂ ಲಾದೇಶಸ್ಯ ಚ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಾತ್. Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes.
Yeah. The Shakyartha Bodhartha Purvabhavinam, Shakyartha Bodhamadaya, Yathasankhyam, Yathasankhyam Astu.
Astu iti Vachyam.
Astu iti Vachyam. And when you said that, I heard it as Na Vachyam.
I put the na. The na is in the beginning. Nacha Vachyam. So always, I mean, that is the Shastra Shaili. They put the na before. And there will be a long sentence and then they'll say Vachyam. So Tipitak Vachyam, it means, I mean, it should be said with. It is always with the na. So, na Vachyam.
Thanks for the clarity.
Yeah. So, that's the Shastra Shaili. In whichever Shastra you go, whether it is Vedanta or Tatka, always an argument which is not acceptable to the Karta, I mean, the Grantha Karta, whichever is the text you're studying. So, an argument which is not acceptable will start with Nacha. And there is always a Vachyam at the end. And we always relate it as Navachyam. Evam api, Tritiya Chaturthabhyam, Rikara Lukarabhyam, Pratyekam Trimshadupasthitau, Lvaranaanam Repadeshasya, Ravaranaanam Ladeshasya cha Prasangat. So what he says is, okay, you do that. Initially there is Eorvulu and then there is Yavarvulu. You decide this. You say this is Ekara gets Y, U gets, sorry, U gets V, R gets Repha and L gets Lakara. So, okay. And then we come on to the Shakyatha. Whatever is the Savarna of Ikara will get Yakara. Whichever are the Savarnas of Ukara will get Vakara. Whichever are the Savarnas of Rukara will get Repha. Now, because of the Savarna between R and L, by Rukara we mean 30. So, all 30 will have to get Repha as the Adesha. And again, when you come to Lukara, which also takes all 30 as its Savarnas, all 30 will have to get Lakara. So, what would happen by both? It would be an optional. If it is a R or L, it will optionally get Repha or Lakara. That is, Rukara can also get Lakara as the Adesha. Lukara can get Repha as the Adesha. Rukara Lakara Abhyam Pratyekam Trimshad Upasthitau Luvarnanam Rephadeshasya Ruvarnanam Ladeshasya cha Prasangad. So there will be a Sankara. You cannot say R will get, only R will get Repha or only L will get Lakara, because you are splitting the Savarnas at a later stage. So initially if you decide, there will be a Sankara. So evam api Tritiya Chaturthabhyam Rukara Lakara Abhyam Pratyekam Trimshad Upasthitau Lvarnanam Rephadeshasya Lvarnanam Ladeshasya cha Prasangat Tasmadiha Sthanentaratamaha Iti Sutrenaiva Ishtasiddhihi Iti Abhipretya Aha Sthanata Antaryaditi. That is why he makes that statement. Just he does not leave Suddhupasyaha. Okay. Sthanata Antaryadikarasya Ekaraha Itya Uktam Sthane antaratamaha ityenaiva ishtasiddhihi. Tasmadiha sthanentaratamaha sutrenaiva ishtasiddhihi iti abhipretya aha sthanataha antaryat iti. Any questions? Any koyanasi? Agrimam. Yes, there is a question.
The problem seems to be more with Ra Pratyahara than anything else. If you, because you want this Ra Pratyahara artificially, this problem has arisen.
No, but here it does not matter with the Ra Pratyahara at all. I mean, he is not taking the Ra Pratyahara.
Because of the Ra Pratyahara only, really your Mutasya Avarnyam Vachyam.
Oh, no.
If you don't
No. Ra Pratyahara has nothing to do with Rulu Varnayo Savarnyam. Okay, I mean, Rulu Varnayo Savarnam is used in... It is required because you have a basis like where you have Rukara and Lakara following each other.
That's true. That's required. But if you really don't require in those occasions, then
no.
This four will exactly correspond to this one.
No, no. I mean, Rulu Varnayo Savarnyam is an accepted Siddhanta. Rapratyahara is a widely debated one. And Dikshitar might accept that. But even if you don't accept Rapratyahara, this thing will still be there because Rulu Varnayoho Mithasavanyam Vachyam is accepted. It is a necessary vartika in many cases, okay, not just this. So it is applicable in many cases where rikara and likara have are savarnas of each other. Okay, so hotru likaraha, we need hotru likaraha as the adesha. I mean, we do it because likara is a savarna. We take it as we do akasavarna dirghaha and we take dirgha rikara as the adesha. So it is not just rapratyahara. Rapratyahara is yes, I agree that it is a problematic one. But this, in this particular case, whether you take rapratyahara or not, the problem will still remain. That rikara will take likara as the savarna and likara will take rikara as the savarna. Okay. So with or without rapratyahara, this one will, this argument will still hold. Okay. Okay, abhedakaha gunaha. There are actually two paribhashas which say say abhedakaha gunaha or abhedakaha gunaha. So the guna, which is anunasika, ananasika, etc. So should be treated. It should, are they bhedaka? That is a sanunasika akara really different from niranunasika akara or not? Okay, there are actually two paribhashas there. One says bhedakaha gunaha and the other says abhedakaha gunaha. So there are very few cases where we treat a anunasika akara as different from niranunasika. Okay, only in those cases we say it as bhedakaha gunaha. But in most of the cases, it is abhedakaha gunaha. So the guna is, I mean, an akara, a rasva akara, as long as it's rasva, whether it is anunasika or anunasika, we still take it by akara. Okay, so even when you do taparakarana, that is the thing, tatkala anam grahanam. Always you take it as the harasva. It is actually the harasva, dirgha, pluta, which are different. The other gunas, okay, even if we do them, we do an udata, anudata, svarita, anunasika, niranasika, and show 18 bhedas. But among them, it is not completely different. Okay, they form sets of 6. Okay, harasva 6, dirgha 6, and pluta 6. They are always separate. Harasva is always different from dirgha, which is different from pluta. But within a set, they usually go as one. Okay, always, I mean, there are very few cases where we take a anunasika akara and not a niranunasika or vice versa. Okay, so that is why, I mean, the abhedakaha gunaha comes because of that. The guna part of it, that is the anunasika anunasika or the udatta anudatta svarita are abhedakaha. In most cases in vyakarana, they do not create a bheda. That is, the karya will happen whichever is the prabheda out of those. But rasva dirgha pluta, there is a very clear distinction. So it's in the paribhashan. There are two paribhashas. There are a few cases where bhedakaha gunaha is accepted, but it's very rare. Where we differentiate between these gunas. Okay. Any other questions? The next rule which he takes up is anachicha. Atah parasyaraha dvevastaha natu achi iti sutrartaha. Sudhi upasyaha, sudhi upasyaha iti anadeshe krute dhakarasya dvitvam kartum ishyate. Atah parasyaraha. So ukara is an ach. So a yar letter dhakara following it. Dvevastaha natu achi. Agre achvarnaha nasti che dvitvam bhavati. So there is sudhi upasyaha dhakarasya dvitvam sadhayitam idam sutram upanyastam vikshitehi. So the sutra arthe yaraha dve va staha ityasti. So optionally there is dvitva for the yar. Now the question is anachicha vikalpa or not? Is it an optional sutra or a compulsory sutra? Is a question. Okay. So obviously Dikshita says it is optional. Dve va staha ityeva. Katham dve va iti. Yaronunasika iti sutra ati vagrahanam anuvartate iti najhalau iti sutre kayataha. It is not Dikshita says, Kayata himself has said that Eronunasike Anunasikova iti sutramasti tataha va iti anuvartate achoraha abhyam dve anachicha iti sutra kramaha vagrahanam anuvartate ataha vikalpena dvitvam bhavati iti evancha sarvatra shakalyasya iti sutram तत् प्रपञ्चभूतं पूर्वोत्तर सूत्रद्वयं च नारम्भणीयम् इति भावः. So why the question arises whether it's optional or not? There are three sutras later in the Dvitva Prakarana. Okay. Tribhrabhratishu Shakatayanasya, Sarvatra Shakalyasya and Dirghad Acharyanam. Okay. You see that 8, 4, 50, 51, 52. The same Dvitva Prakarana it comes. So what does it mean? Tribhrabhratishu Shakatayanasya. So na iti anavartate Dvitva Nishedhaha. Triyadishu Varnesha Sanyukteshu Dvitvam Nasyat Shakatayanasya Mate. If there is a sanyoga of three letters or more, there is no Dvitva according to Shakatayana. Example which Kaumuni gives is Indraha. E, N, D, R, Nakara, Dakara, Rephanam, Sanyoga Hasti. Atra Anachichayati Dvitvam Prapnoti for Nakara. Okay. Or, Mandra Sanyoga. Or the Dakara, okay, because it is Anachita, Achasparasya Raha Dvevastaha Natochi. So he says, Triyadishu Varaneshu Sanyukteshu. If there is a Sanyoga of three letters or more, there is no Dvitva. Again, there is Sarvatra Shakalyasya. Shakalya is another Vayakarana. Here is where Panini refers to Vayakaranas before him. So according to Shakatayana, he says, there is no Dvitva if there is a Sanyoga of three or more letters. Shakalya says there is no Dvitva anywhere. He does not accept Dvitva at all. Sarvatra Shakalyasya. Shakalyasya mate Sarvatra Dvitvam Nasya. Dvitvam eva na bhavati iti Shakalyasya matam. Dirghat Acharyana. He does not specify a particular Acharya. So, according to some Acharyas, some grammarians, Dirghat Parasya Dvitvam Nasya. There is no Dvitva of a letter which follows a Dirgha. That is, if it follows a Hraswa, there is Dvitva. If it follows a Dirgha, there is no Dvitva. So, these are the three Dvitva Nishedha Sutras which Panini uses, where he says, he takes the names of earlier Acharyas, Shakatayana, Shakalya or Acharyas in general. So, what does it mean? If he says, Shakatayanasya mate Tryadishu Varanesha Sanyukteshu Dvitvam Nasyat Ityukte Panini mate Bhavati Ityarthaha, which means it gives to a vikalpa. See, wherever Panini quotes a name of a particular Acharya and says something, that is, according to him, this, which means according to Panini himself, it is not the case, but both forms are in vogue, so there is a vikalpa. That is how we do everywhere. Iko savarne shakalyasya hrasvashcha ityasti. We saw it in the Prakriti Bhava. There is ik, padanta ikaha, asavarne achiprave, prakrityasyuhu, rasvashcha, va. So, shakalyasya mate, rasvaha, prakriti bhavashcha, bhavati, panini mate, na, chukte. So, it means a vikalpa. Always, when he says something and attributes it to a particular acharya, it means that it is for introducing a vikalpa. That is, he himself does not agree with it, but he does not reject it completely. That is why he takes it. I mean, according to him and according to me, so there are always two which are accepted by Panini himself. Otherwise, he would not have told that at all. Okay. So, he gives it and he traces the origin of that rule to a particular Acharya, which always means a Vikalpa. Which means, here, these Nishedhas, Shakatayanasya mate dvittvam na bhavati, Shakalyasya mate dvittvam na bhavati, Acharyanam mate dvittvam na bhavati, Panini mate bhavati ityukte, vikalpaha sarvatra siddhyati, dvitva nishedhaha vikalpena. Now, if the original dvitva were compulsory, it makes sense saying it is vikalpa in some cases. Right? If the original dvitva, that is by Anachita, if Anachita is compulsory, then there is an optional nishedha according to Shakatayana or Shakalya or Acharyas, which is leading to vikalpa, it makes sense. When the dvitva itself, if it is originally vikalpa, then why say this? What is the point of these rules? Okay. Because, I mean, whether you do this, even if you remove these sutras, it is still vikalpa. If you have this, then also it is an optional nishedha, it is not a compulsory nishedha, then there is no point in these three rules. That is why he says, evamcha sarvatra shakalyasya iti sutram tat prapanchabhutam purvottara sutra dvayamcha narambhaniyam. Okay. When you have sarvatra shakalyasya, it immediately introduces a vikalpa everywhere. Okay. So again, if you have Sarvatra Shakalyasya, no point in having the Purvottara Sutra specifying Triprabhritisha Shakatayanasya or Dirghadacharyana. Because according to Shakalya, there is no Dvitva anywhere. So, there is Dvitva in by Anachita, which means there is an option everywhere. Dvitva is always optional. Which means again, Tat Prapancha Bhutam. That is why he says Tat Prapancha Bhutam. That is, the domains of the previous and the next are also included under Sarvatra Shakalyasya. Evam cha Sarvatra Shakalyasya iti sutram, tat prapancha bhutam purvottara sutra dvayam. Purva sutram Triprapratisha Shakatayanasya iti, parasutram Dirghad Acharyanam iti. Purvottara sutra dvayam cha narambhaniyam. He says those sutras are not necessary. Anachita itself is vikalpa and we do not require the three sutras. So those three sutras can be left out is what he is saying. Evanta sarvatra shakalyasya iti sutram tat prapancha bhutam purvottara sutra dvayam cha narambhaniyam iti bhavaha. So these are the sutras. So, there is vikalpa already happening if we take it. Yadi anachita iti hitam vittam vikalpena eva, tarhi imani nishedha sutrani narambhaniyani. They make sense only if anachita is compulsory and this are they are bringing in a vikalpa, but that is not the case. Okay. So, there is a question. Yes, Sila Gopani, I think you have muted yourself.
I don't know whether my understanding is correct. See, only when internal or external sandhi is involved, all these sutras should apply.
Which sutra?
But this, whatever we are now discussing in the achandhi or al-sandhi prakaranam. But these Dvitva Sutras appear to be applying even within the Shabda.
Yes.
Shabdas are already there. Then how can there be the Dvitvam and things like that? I mean, there's no provocation for now to think whether there will be Dvitvam or
Dvitva is not a Sandhi. Dvitva is not a Sandhi. Okay. That's the first thing. See, that is why it is there at the end. If you look at it, it is there at the end of the Ashtamadhyaya, 8-4, which means the words are almost complete and Dvitva will apply only after that. So, there is nothing which says, Dvitva should not apply at this stage. It is not, it can be within a word, but there is a word if it only applies to the letters. Okay, as long as the letters are in that sequence, the Dvitva applies. So, why do you think it should not apply? I did not get the...
No, not because it's all coming in the Sandhi Prakrana, because when there is a Sandhi Karya,
that is the problem with Kaumudi, as in the order of the Kaumudi. If he says it is Samya Prakrana, it does not mean all the sutras are Samya Sutras. If he says Achandhi, it does not mean all the sutras in there are related to Achandhi. Right? This is not an Achandhi at all. There is no Vikara. Achandhi technically is that where there is achaha vikaraha and ach changes. Okay, here it is, the dvitva is always for a vyanjana. So, it is not a sandhi as in, it is not an ach sandhi. All the sutras say sthanivad adesha anal without does not have anything to do with ach sandhi at all. It is still there. So, the point of dikshita in including a sutra in a particular prakarana is all context. Okay, he brings in a sutra depending on the context, whether or not it is directly. The prakarana name is because the majority of the sutras there are Asandhi sutras. Does not mean all of them are. And the thing is, Samhitayam ityadhikare yatra santi tatraiva samhita apekshate. So if there is the sutra comes under the adhikara samhitayam, then we expect samhita. Samhitayam is an adhikara which occurs thrice in the Ashtadhyayi. So anywhere it is there, it means it is a sandhi as in. We do a sandhi when there is samhita or not. But this one has got nothing to do with it. Okay. So, it is not a sandhi. It depends on what you define a sandhi as. But definitely this is not a sandhi. Yattu दीर्घादाचार्याणाम् इति सूत्रे आचार्यग्रहणम् पूजार्थम् इति अभिप्रेत्य वाक् इति भाष्योदाहृते विकल्पे उपपत्तिचिन्तार्थम् क्लिश्यन्ते तन्मुधैव पूजार्थतायाः प्रामाणिकैः अनुक्तेः. So there is another option. There are some cases where Panini takes up a name of an acharya, Pujartham, just to show his respect. Maybe the idea originated in that with that acharya, and therefore he takes the name. But Panini himself also completely agrees with it, which means that there is only one form. There is no vikalpa which is resultant. Okay, even in Panini's mata, it is the same form, and in that particular acharya, so Panini taking up that name is Pujartham for respect, to show his respect to the origin of that idea in a particular acharya. So there are two ways in which he uses the names of the acharya. So where does it lead to an option, vikalpa, and where is it Pujartha, depends on the commentary. Vyakhyanato Vishesha Pratipattihi. Now, in Dirghadacharyanam, there are some people who treat it as Pujartha. That is only, it does not lead to a vikalpa, that is, it is a compulsary nisheda. Dirghat vitvam na bhavati itteva arthaham. So, acharya grahanam pujartham. It is only to show respect that he has included the acharya. Even in Paninimata, there is a compulsory nisheda. Dirghat parasya dvitvam na bhavati ityarthaha iti chit. Iti keshantana matam. But what happens in that? Vak iti bhashyodahate vikalpe. But the Bhashyakara himself has given an example saying Vak ityasti, Vak and Vak. So there is, Bhashyakara himself gives an example where there is double kakara and single kakara. He says it's an vikalpa. Va iti. Atasparasya araha dvevastaha natu achi. This is the problem of natu achi. So if it is followed by an ach, there is no dvitva. But if it is followed by a hal, or if there is nothing following, there is dvitva vikalpa. So to show that, he gives the example of vak and vag. Okay. So you have kakara doubled and there is an optional kakara as a single. Now, if we treat Dirghad Acharyanam as a compulsory nishedha, Acharya Grahanam Pujartham ityukte, Nityam Nishedhaha, Dirghat Parasya, Dirghad Akarat Parasya Kakarasya, Nityam Dvitva Nishedhaha Syat, Katham Kakarasya Dvitvam, Tikleshaha. If you say Acharya Grahanam Pujartham, then how will you substantiate that Vikalpa of the Bhashyam? Yadi Acharya Grahanam Pujartham, tarhi dirghat parasya nityam dvitvam syat tatha sati vak vak iti dvitva vikalpah na siddhyati kintu bhashye udahratam yat dirghad acharyanam iti sutre acharya grahanam pujartham iti abhipretya vak iti bhashyo udahrate vikalpe upapatti chintartham klishyante. There is a roundabout way to support it, but it's a very klishta. Okay, upapatti chintartham klishyante tan mudhaiva. Mudha is vyartham. He says that is all useless. Why? Pujarthatayaha pramanikaihi anuktehe. Pramanika, pramana, those who believe in the pramana. So there is no pramana for saying it is pujartha. Okay. It is for vikalpa and it is not necessary because anasita itself is vikalpa. Pujarthatayaha pramanikaihi anuktehe. None of the pramanikas, that is rakhyakaras who he takes as pramana. Actually, this is told by Prakriya Kaumudi. This argument is all directed at Prakriya Kaumudi, who says that dhatram shaha ityatra dvitvam na bhavati. Okay, that is the final view. Dhatram shaha, suthyapasyaha ityatra astu, dhatram shaha, dhatru amshaha, repadeshe kute, dhatram shaha, sakarasya dvitvam bhavati va na va iti prashnaha. Nichirana mate bhavati, dhatram shaha iti dvitva sahitam rupam dattam. Kintu, Prakriya Kaumudi karyaha vadati, dhatram shaha ityatra takarasya dvitvam na bhavati, dirghad acharyanam iti nishedhat. Because there is a nishedha, dirghat akarat parasya takarasya dvitvam na bhavati iti tasya matam. Ataha, dirghad acharyanam iti sutre acharya grahanam pujartham, dvitva nishedhaha nityaha iti tanmata. Okay, so that is what he thinks. So he is countering, this is Bhattacharya Dikshita is countering that option. So yattu dirghada acharyanam iti sutre acharya grahanam pujartham iti abhipretya vak iti bhashyodahrute vikalpe upapatti chintartham klishyante tan mudhaiva pujarthatayaha pramanikaihi anuktehe. And he also says there is also another problem. If the first problem is vak ityatra vikalpahana siddhyati or siddhau klishtata bhavati. So the second one he says is triprabhutishu iti sutre shakatayana grahanasya api tatha pattehe. If you say acharya grahanam pujartham, you can apply the same thing to the other two sutras. Right? Triprabhutishu shakatayanasya ityatra shakatayana grahanam api pujartham. Yukte kim bhavati triadishu varnesha sanyukteshu dvitvam na bhavati. Compulsory nishedha to dvitva in case of sanyoga of three or more letters. Atha ishtapattihi. Astu matu dvitvam. So let it be a compulsory nishedha. Ishtapattihi. That is ishtapatti where the objection itself is okay, is accepted. Says natha ishtapattihi. It is not desired. That is compulsory nishedha when three or more letters combine is not desired. Why? Samskarta iti trisakara para kayyata haradattadi grantha virodhat svagrantha virodhatcha. So he shows how there is dvitva even where there is a sanyoga of three or more letters in case of samskarta. Does anybody remember the prakriya of samskarta? Or can at least attempt at it?
Swamiji, I remember vividly, but I cannot accept it. Just when we came up with for Sanskritam Shastam, about 108
yes.
different versions.
Yeah. So, yes, I mean, don't worry if you do not remember, because I myself did not. I looked up the things for a couple of sutras. I didn't remember it completely. So, it's no issue if you don't remember. Don't worry. But, yeah. I mean, just an attempt to see if... Yes?
Yes. Samasya Katta, it will become because of some sutra, I'm not remembering.
Okay.
Then it is Saru, in the place of Ma, Ru will come, Ruttu Prakaranam.
Yes. Yeah, right.
So, Samasya Katta, it will come.
So, Samasya it is Saru, Makara is replaced by... Rutva.
It is Adesha, then you get Sarukarta, Sekarta, then the Rakara Karavasanyo Visarjaniya.
Yes.
Then you get. Before that, there is Anuswarasya and Anunasikasya. Astra Anunasika and Anunasika Astra Anuswara. So there will be an Anuswara, Anunasika will be. Adesha and Anunasika will be Agama.
Anuswara is an Agama. Yes.
Anuswara will be an Agama and Anunasika will be Adesha. And then Sarasukarta, then Karavasanyo Visarjaniha will be Saha Karta. Then you can go for.
The Anunasika Sadakara and...
Anunasika, yes,
right.
And
even
eight things will come.
Yeah, yeah. So, but good, honestly. Okay, so this is the actual prakriya. You have Samukarta, Samparibhyam Karotau Bhushane Ityanena, Sut Agamaha Kriyate, Krudhatohu Sut Agamaha, Samukarta, Samasuti Ityanena, Sutipare Makarasisthane Rutvam, so Saruskarta, Atra Anunasikaha Purvasya, Rohu Purvasya Anunasikaha. So the Akara is replaced by an Anunasika Akara or Anunasikat Paraha Anuswaraha. There is an Agama of the Anuswara. So there are two forms. So after that, Kharavasanayor Visarjaniyaha Ityanena Visargaha Ubhayatra. Tataha Sampumkanam Sovaktavyaha Ityanena Ubhayohu Sakaraha. So what we have now is there is sa and there are two sakaras, kakara. Okay. Now what happens is anachita ityanena sakarasya dvitvam kriyate. Okay. So this the first sakara, so yara archah parasya yaraha dvevastaha natu achi. Okay, the following letter is not an ach, therefore this sakara is doubled. Sa sa skarta iti bhavati trisakarakam rupam siddhyati. It is an optional dvitva by anachita, and a form with three sakaras is accepted. Kayata, Haradatta and Swagrantha, he says, the Prakriya Kaumudikara himself accepts this. That is, there is a Trisakaraka form in Samskarta because of Dvitva by Anachicha. Now, at this stage, if you look at this, after we do Sampunkanam Sovaktavyaha, there is Sa-Sa-Sa-Karta. There is Sakara followed by Sakara followed by Kakara, which is a Sanyoga of three letters. Okay. So now, if you say, Triadishu Varneshu Sanyukteshu Dvitvam Nabhavati. If you say Shakatayana Granam Pujartham Ityuktva, Yadi Dvitva Nishedha Nityaha, Triadishu Varneshu Sanyukteshu Dvitva Nishedha Nityaha, then we cannot apply Anichita here. But application of Anichita is accepted by Kayata, Haradatta and Ramabhadra Dikshita himself. Everybody accepts it. Which means that Triprabhuti Shakatayanasya is not a compulsory nishedha. Shakatayana Granam Pujartham Na Iti Siddhyati. Okay. So there is a question. He wonders if the pronunciation of 108 things was prevalent. No. Kayata says that Dvitva more than one, what you do, does not create a difference. This is all a theoretical exercise. Okay, so the 108 forms of this are the forms of Gavaksha or whatever, Goaksha, whatever you have. All those are theoretical exercises of grammar. Okay, so we have to pardon the Shastrakaras for their enthusiasm in applying the sutras. But in Prayoga, no, you do not see, I mean, you cannot even pronounce this, I mean, some of the stages here. If you look at the stages with a visarka, and how do you pronounce it? It's not possible. So it is a theoretical exercise, the forms which are there. And we have to take it in that spirit. Okay, it's not saying why. Okay, so there is a reason and how the sutras apply and what are the things that can form. So in practice, you do not find them. That is clear. So, yadi shakatayana grahanam puja artham. If you say shakatayana grahana is just puja artha, which means it is not a vikalpa, tarhi tryadishu varneshu sanyukteshu dvitva nishedha nityaha syat tatha sati samskarta iti sthite dvitvam na siddhyati. So, he cannot have dvitva, which goes against, he says, kayeta haradatta adi virodhat swagrantha virodhatcha, which is against what he himself has told sometime later. So, atra dvitvam kayatena angi kriyate haradattena swayam Ramachandra Dikshitena. I think it is Ramabhadra Dikshita. Anyway, something. So, the Prakriya Kaumudikara himself also accepts this. Atayeva pratishakya bhashyepi atvaratham iti mantre takarasya dvitva vikalpaha udhahrutaha. The bhashya of the pratishakya. Which pratishakya? I do not know. Atvaratham iti mandramasti, tatra takarasya dvitvaha vikalpe, dvitvam vikalpena bhavati iti udahrutamasti. Atva. So, atah parasya rahadvevastaha ityanena, dvitvam vikalpena iti bhavati. Now, if you say dirghadacharyanam ityatra acharya grahanam pujartham iti uchyate chet, atra dirghat parasya takarasya dvitvam nityam nishidhyeta. So, there cannot be a dvitva form for the takara because it is dirgha. Dirgha rakarat paraha takaraha. So, Patishankhya gives an optional dvitva for this takara, which means that dirgha acharyanam is not a compulsory dvitvarishedha. Acharya grahanam pujartham iti vaktum na shakyate. Atayeva pratishankhya bhashyepi atvaratham iti mantre takarasya dvitva vikalpaha udahrataha. Madhavena cha aste ityatra sakarasya dvitva vikalpaha uktaha. Madhava is the dhatu vritti, madhaviya dhatu vritti. Aste ityasti, a-s-te. So, tatra sakarasya dvitva vikalpaha uktaha. Dvitvam vikalpena bhavati iti uktam. Yadi dirghadacharyanam iti nityam nishedha, tarhi atra dvitvam asyat. So all this is to say Dirghanacharyanam is not compulsory Nishedha, it is an optional Nishedha and it is not required because the Dvitva by Anachicha itself is Vikalpa. Evamcha Dhatramshaha Ityatra Takarasya Dvitvam Asat Iti Uktireva Asati Iti Dikur. So the Ukti, that is the saying by the author of Prakriya Kaumudi, that Takarasya Dvitvam Asat Dhatramshaha Ityatra Takarasya Dvitvam Navhavati Iti Yaduktam Sa Uktireva Asati. So that itself is totally wrong. Iti Dikur. So he Dhatra Amshaha Iti Sthite Iko Enachi Ityanena Sefadeshya Sthite Anachicha Iti Dvitve Dhatramshaha. So the Takara gets doubled. So Dhatramshaha Ityatra Dvitvam Bhavatyeva. So there are two things he is showing there. One thing is that Anachita is Vikalpa because of the Anuvatti of Va. And the second thing, the three sutras, Triprabhudishu Shakatayanasya, Sarvatta Shakalyasya and Dirghanacharyanam are not required. So they are not compulsory Nishedhas. Okay? Because of examples, Bhashya itself gives an optional form and there are other examples he showed. So they are not compulsory Nishedhas. And because they are not compulsory, they are not required. Because anyway, the dvitva itself is optional. Any questions? Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue in the next class. And I'm sorry, women, for those who have sent your test papers, have not yet been able to look at them. Hopefully by next week I'll send in the corrected ones. Jayan Jayam Param Brahma Smaram Smarangur Girah Siddhanta Kaumudi Vyakhyam Kurmah Praudhamanoramam.